From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A wave of bombings in Baghdad kills at least 68 people. More than 100 are wounded. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Sha'ab in northern Baghdad. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. There were three other attacks in Iraq Tuesday. Following a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spelled out measures the group had agreed to on reducing violence and spurring the delivery of humanitarian aid to Syria.
And starting on June 1st, if the UN is denied humanitarian access to any of these designated areas, the ISSG calls on the World Food Program to immediately carry out a program for air bridges and airdrops for all of those areas in need.
At a joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura, Kerry sought to dispel the notion that Russian airstrikes against the rebels have made the U.S. lose traction with the Syrian government. Kerry insisted that the U.S. always has leverage. Yemen's government has walked out of UN-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels, accusing them of having contempt for the peace process. Yemeni Foreign Minister Abdul Malik al-Meghlafi called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. The rebels have not yet responded to the suspension. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command says the U.S. military has looked at 11 locations for a potential second base in Africa. Colonel Mark Cheadle would not disclose the locations the military is considering, other than to say Nigeria isn't one of them. This is VOA News.